first footy.
And who do you go for, Jake?
Eagles.
It just seems to be that everybody's just turned out. Obviously, lots more Eagles supporters than Swan supporters at the moment, given that they've got a lot further to come. But, yeah, it's good.
We've come over and seen a few mates, so they're a bit sour, but they're all right.
I'm about to replace police with Connex soon because we're getting asked a lot where trams go and that sort of thing.
Melbourne and Sydney are in the grip of once inconceivable invasion forces. The streets are awash with strange Western and Northern accents. Their clothes and dress are strange, their songs sing of pillage and submission, and the local population is powerless to stop them. In a twist from the usual two states' domination, interstate teams have dominated both the AFL and NRL codes this year, with the traditional homes of the codes awash with supporters from Perth, Brisbane, and an exchange of Sydney and Melbourne supporters for the finals. Let's survey the emotional damage to the locals and the cries of the victors on the streets of Melbourne, once home of the AFL.
I'm just staggered at the amount of blue and yellow that's here. I mean, half of Perth must be over here. So we've stopped digging up rocks and selling them to the Chinese for a week. And we're over here enjoying the success of the Eagles for this year.
Well, we only arrived yesterday and there wasn't that many red and white supporters, but everywhere we went there were Eagles supporters. Scarves, caps, the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
They've definitely come out in force over the last few days. They've all been arriving into town.
I've lived down in Victoria before, but we were down here to see the Swans win last year.
Having come from Sydney this time, you're still living in Sydney, is there a bit of bitterness at the moment about the rugby going from Sydney?
Oh, they're not happy. No, they're not happy, the Sydney people.
Yeah, it's a bit topsy-turvy really, isn't it? But I think they're probably more concerned about Brisbane possibly getting the NRL trophy. So I think a lot of Sydney will be behind Melbourne this weekend, Melbourne Storm.
When the VFL decided to go to the AFL and the Eagles took the flag for the first time in 92, that was a watershed, so we're here to do it again, hopefully.
Do you think that there will ever be a time where they will move the grand final to an interstate, well, to Sydney or to Perth or even to Brisbane or to Adelaide?
Well, it'd be a pity, for example, if there were two Perth teams playing in the grand final and the grand final was held in Melbourne. But at the moment, the MCG is a magnificent stadium, so it's a pleasure to come here and be part of the spectacle.
How was the feeling last weekend when there was both the possibility the Dockers and the Eagles could have made it in?
Well, it was quite interesting because I heard one of the Dockers players say that one of the Eagles players say that they were sorry that the Dockers didn't make the finals because it would have been a Derby grand final. But the problem would have been that no one could have got here to see it because at the moment all the air flights out of Perth were absolutely chock-a-block. I think there were something like 8 or 9 flights out of Perth last night after midnight, including when we left, there was a jumbo on the tarmac running to bring people over. So, and accommodation, of course, is just at an absolute premium. So if both teams would be playing, it would have been a very crowded affair.
What sort of questions are you getting asked by all these interstaters?
Do you guys have cappuccinos? And we just tell them, no, we only got lattes here, sorry.
Oh, it's got to be good for the place, hasn't it? I'm glad that it's went interstate and it's took off like it has. Very glad. I reckon it's good for the game.
But with the NRL this weekend, you've got Brisbane versus Melbourne in Sydney.
It's a wrong shape ball. I know absolutely nothing about that game.
Coming from Melbourne originally, what made you turn into a Swans supporter?
My dad was a South Melbourne supporter.
Oh, have you noticed friendliness with the Melbourne people, seeing that they're not in the grand final, they might be kicking the dirt a little bit?
Most of them go for the Swans, don't they?
Because of South Melbourne.
Because of South Melbourne, yeah, that's true.
They have been very positive. I think there's a lot more Eagles support actually coming from the Melbourne home crowd. We noticed at the footy show yesterday.
The underdog feeling at the same time this year.
We hope that in the Great Southern Stand that we see a bit more yellow and blue. Last year there was just too much red and white, and they were very quiet last year. Well, this year we hope there's a bit of noise and a bit more yellow and blue.
The Melburnians, the locals, are they sort of a bit disgruntled that there's two interstate teams in the finals?
Yeah, probably because it's the second year in a row.
Yeah, but that's a good thing.
A lot of them sort of like, they are bagging West Coast. They are sort of having a dig at them every now and then. But I think a lot of them are fairly, I think because it's two interstate teams, a lot of them don't really care.
They just give up?
It's like, oh, well, no Victorian team, who cares?
Then they've just given up the game till next season.
Till next season comes around. And a lot of them barracking for Carlton, so hopefully Carlton will get in.
Any team that makes the grand final is a good team. So.
The obvious question is who's going to win?
West Swans.